Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Yes, you want to launch your podcast. You want to do it the right way. Well, hey, we have seven questions that we get most often around launching your podcast here on the podcast editing and support show. Seven questions. These come in quite often, and we wanted to break them down for you here to give you some behind the scenes and maybe help you in your search for answers. We got them for you right here on the podcast. Are you ready? Here we go. So as a podcast producer and editor, I get all kinds of questions, some really good ones, some really interesting ones, all around launching your podcast and how to get it out there into the world. And I want to go through the questions that I get most often with you and give you some insight and some thoughts in response to these questions. So the first one is, how long does it take to launch a podcast? Well, the answer to this is relative to how much work has been done ahead of time. But in general terms, you can get a podcast up and running very quickly. But I would suggest that you have a plan and that we work the plan together. That's the idea. So I would say a 4 to 6 week podcast launch timeline is great, because then you have time to do all the steps and feel comfortable as you launch your show. But we can do it as quickly as a week, less than a week. I've launched my own podcast in a day and had them go out to all the players within a day or two of launch. So it's possible to do it in a very short time frame. But again, with the longer runway, I think you'll get better results. So when you're planning out your podcast and working with a podcast editor or producer, a 4 to 6 week window would be a great time frame for you to get your podcast out there in the right way. So you don't feel rushed. You can do all the steps and do them well and be prepared for a great response to your new podcast. 4 to 6 weeks, but as quick as a day, 2 days. If we really got to do it, we'll make it happen. Next question is all around, how many episodes do you recommend publishing at launch? So this is a question that gets asked often, and there is a multitude of responses, a multitude of rationale behind the responses. I've heard as much as 30 episodes pre-recorded, ready to go, as little as just the trailer, as all you need to get started. And truthfully, that's what you need, is one episode. You need your name of your podcast, the artwork for your show, a square image for your podcast, and a description about what your podcast is about. That's really what it takes to get started. That's the bare minimum. 30 episodes seems like a lot of work. So it's going to come down to your planning, your calendar, your availability, and the effort you put behind your podcast at launch. I like the idea of having more than one episode, so that when somebody finds your podcast, they're not waiting till next week for your next episode. They can hear 1, 2, 3, 5 episodes and fall in love with your content right from the beginning. All of my shows have launched with at least 2 episodes at the beginning. That's kind of how I've done it. And if you're having a calendar set up and you know where you're going, if you can batch record and record more than one episode, it's kind of nice to give your audience something a little bit more than one episode to get them hooked into your world. That's kind of my idea. So I do have a way of setting you up and working you through a 4-week course, launch process to get your podcast out there. If you're interested, reach out to me through the website in the show notes and we can have a conversation. The next thing is a question around, what music can I use for my podcast? Simple answer is, you can't use music that doesn't belong to you or that you don't have permission to use. That's a simple answer. That will keep you out of trouble in the future. A lot of podcasters get held up at this part in the process of launching their show because music is just something that's so difficult to nail down. But we don't have to let it be like that. There are licenses that you can purchase. There's also royalty-free music on many sites, and there are tons of options. What I would suggest for you is to do your research, listen to other podcasts, talk to other podcasters if you like the music in their show. One of the best options for me on my Upcycle Canada podcast is we actually hired a local musician, paid them directly, and they recorded a track just for us. So I know that I own the complete rights to the music, and I'll never have a copyright issue because it's my song written for me specifically. If you don't know a musician, go to your local music shop, post an ad on the bulletin board where you see band looking for bass player, band looking for singer, post an ad saying, looking for music for my podcast intro, 2-minute track, no vocals. I'm looking for this genre of music. Please call me or email me. You will find artists that would love to record music for you and for you to use their music on your podcast. That's the easiest way. And again, you own it. I believe I paid $150 to the artist here in my community. And yeah, it's great for them. $150 for 2 minutes worth of music. It's a great deal for them. And they'll be excited to do that for you. That's an easy way. One-time purchase. No monthly fee. If you just hire the musician. I'm also using Storyblocks right now at storyblocks.com. It's great. I love it. It's a great resource. And I'm always looking for new places. So if you know another great place for music, I would love to hear it. Let me know as well. I'd love to hear that. And the one big caution I'll tell everyone is please, when you're looking at music, you want to look at the fine print. Make sure that you have permission to use the music into the future. And what happens if you stop paying for your monthly fee of having that music membership? What happens after you stop paying? Make sure you know the fine print. Storyblocks has some really great, has a really great plan. I really like it. I use it myself. And I'd love to walk you through it if you have questions. But that's the idea around music. It's something that's relative. I would also say when you're picking your music, you might love a certain type of music, but make sure that the music that you pick for your show doesn't detract from the message of your podcast, is not too loud that you can't hear what you're saying on your show. Non-vocal tracks are better than vocal tracks. You don't want to have someone singing as you're talking. That's very distracting. Those are all simple things that you can do to make your music sound great in your podcast. And if you need help, look at the links in the show notes and you'll put you in the right direction. The next question we get is all around, how do I get my podcast on all the podcast players? There's lots of great podcast hosts that will house your podcast episodes and distribute them for you with a one-time setup to Apple and Spotify and Audible and on and on and on. And that's done through a really simple syndication, RSS feed. And that is basically an address, a location where all of your audio episodes are kept. And that is what goes out to the world through your RSS feed. As you release a new episode, it automatically gets distributed out to all the different players. There's a lot of great hosts. I'm using Captivate.fm for this podcast, the podcast editing and support show, and for two of my other shows. Great hosting site. There's a link in the show notes, as always, to check out Captivate. The other ones I use is Buzzsprout and Spotify for Podcasters. So I'm using three different hosting sites currently for my shows. I have 8 podcasts, by the way. So that's kind of how that works. And that's how your podcast gets out to all the players. It is a one-time setup to connect your podcast through your hosting site to Apple, to Spotify, and on and on. And after you set that up, you're done. You don't have to worry about it again. It just happens in the background. Set it and forget it. That's it. That's how you get your podcast set up on all the different players. Next question that comes in often is, what should I have in place before launching my podcast? Some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that you should think about putting into place in the early days of your podcast, even before launching, would be around your community, your social media platform of choice. I would suggest to pick a platform where you are most comfortable, where you go to most often, and build your community there because you don't have to learn something new. You can always add other platforms later, but go where you're most comfortable. And the next part would just be around possibly a newsletter, setting that up in early days for your podcast. I would set up a buy me a coffee link so people can donate to your show. And you're like, wow, Dave, I don't even have any listeners. It's great. It's perfect to do that right from the beginning. Let people know that they can support the show and it becomes part of episode one. It's awesome for people to have a connection to give you value back for what you do in creating your show. And then I like having SpeakPipe. They have a free version of this. You can set it up and you can get voice messages coming to you from listeners. You can ask a question, pose a question in your podcast, and then ask for a response through your SpeakPipe link, which you can have on your website and social media and your email signature. It allows you to collect voice messages from your audience and feature them in a future episode on your podcast. It's a great way to build community. So little things like that built in the background allows you to talk about it from episode one. And that's a great, because you can have little segments. You can create your podcast around these different assets. And that's a great way to build relationships with your community right from episode one. The next question is all around, how do I get my podcast sponsored? There's a lot of people will tell you can make money from your podcast from day one, and you can. You can. But when we talk about sponsorships, we have to look at it through the eyes of a sponsor. What are they looking for? They're looking to get in front of the most amount of people for the smallest amount of money. So when you have an audience of 100 people who listen to your show, that's not going to be quite as attractive to a potential sponsor as a podcast with 200,000 listeners to the podcast. That just makes sense. And it's kind of like the bus advertisements you see, the benches that people sit on while they're waiting for the bus. You'll see real estate agents and bankers and lawyers advertising their services on a park bench, on a bench for the bus. That's kind of the idea. How often have you stopped and made note of what's written on that bench and then called? Pretty slim chance you've ever done that. But you see it everywhere and then eventually it sinks in. These sponsors want to be everywhere. They want to get in front of the most amount of people and they're looking for a return on investment. So even if they come to your door and want to sponsor you, they don't want to just get in front of you and your audience and make a noise. They want people to buy their service or their product. And when they don't see results, most likely they're not going to come back. So what I would say, before you worry too much about being sponsored, is worry about engagement. Worry about listeners listening to the end of your show instead of the first 2 or 3 minutes. Worry about engagement. Worry about doing great value in your podcast, showing up on a regular basis, having a calendar, having an idea of where you're going with your show, having great searchable terms for your podcast, being found, having great guests. All those things help lead to you being more attractive to a sponsor in the future. You can always use, like I mentioned, to buy me a coffee and have donations right from day one. That's great. Great way to get some money for your podcast. But when you look at sponsorship, realize when you sign up with a sponsor, it's like having a second job. There's reporting you have to give back to the sponsor. There's meetings and commitments. There's a requirement for a minimum number of episodes. You have to podcast now. It's not an option anymore. You've signed a contract and you owe them X number of episodes. So you can't take a break. You can't do seasons and run away for 6 months. Not when they're paying you. So all of those things come into play. You might even have a sponsor who wants to tell you what to talk about and what to not talk about, which can get a little bit interesting for a podcaster who wants to get on and talk about whatever. Remember, when you do get a sponsor, to get something that a sponsor that matches with your audience. You don't want to have a sponsor come on and what they offer brings no value to your listener. Your listeners aren't going to respond. The other side of this is you can actually get a sponsor to not just sponsor you for the amount of listeners you have, but if you have a really tight niche, you have a podcast that speaks to a certain audience, you might get a sponsor that's willing to sponsor one episode. And they're not looking for a total number of downloads. They just want to buy a spot on your show. That's great. You can also do affiliate marketing where you have a link to a product or a service and your customers, your listeners will be able to save some money on whatever. I have it in my show notes for Captivate.fm. You can use my link and I'll make a small amount of money if you do so. That's a great way to make money and lasts for a long time. So think about your long-term goal for your podcast. And if sponsorship is great for you, hey, let's get together and talk about it and see what we can come up with for you and for your podcast. Also, the next question is around, how can I work with someone like a podcast editor or producer like myself? And what kind of things do we offer as far as support for you in launching your podcast? So through my podcast journey, I've been collecting resources that help podcasters. And I even have podcastforfree.com as my another website that I own, where I list out all the free resources that you can use to podcast today and pay no money at all. Podcastforfree.com lists things like Audacity for recording software, Zoom. You can use a free version of Zoom, free version of Canva. You have YouTube. You have multiple resources that are there to help you on your journey as a podcaster. So head over to podcastforfree.com and you'll see all the links that I have there that can help you in your show. So by building out this list, I'm putting them out there into the world because I don't want there to be gatekeepers to tell you that you have to pay for everything. Because you and I both know that everything costs money and it's hard at the beginning of a podcast to come up with the cash to do all this stuff. So leveraging some of these free resources can be a great option for you. I also have lots of resources through my howtopodcast.ca website for my How to Podcast show. 370 plus episodes over there around podcasting and bringing in other podcasters to tell you their journey and how they're working through their podcast. So that's another option. Go and listen to other podcasts. Connect with other podcasters. I host regular meetups with podcasters through my meetup.com. There's a lot of different ways to connect with people and utilize the resources of the podcasting community. I do have a podcast launch guide. I do offer free coaching as well. And I do have paid plans and all that stuff. But if you're interested and you just want a conversation, always free to sit and chat and go over your podcast dreams and answer your podcast questions in addition to what we're doing here on the podcast. So those are some of the questions we get on the most active basis from podcasters just like you, on how can we launch our podcast. And I would say one of the last bonus tips at the end is when you do work with a podcast producer, an editor, someone who's going to help you launch your show, make sure, please make sure that when everything is set up, your links to Apple, your links to Spotify, your link to the hosting site of your choice, all of those things, your YouTube channel, everything is set up under your name. You need to own the keys to your podcast through your email. And so what I suggest to anybody that I've worked with so far is they set up a new email address that I share with the podcast host. And I do the work for them behind the scenes so they don't have to worry about emails coming to them. There's verifications that have to be clicked on and emailed back and numbers that are sent to you to type into platforms. All that stuff is annoying to you as a podcaster. You don't have time for that. You've hired somebody to do that. Make sure you share an email account with the two of you, the host and the producer, so they can do the work for you behind the scenes. And you have links to everything under your name, on your credit card. It's all on you. You do not want someone to do this for you and then for that relationship to break, stall, or just dissolve. And you don't have the access to your podcast going forward. Make sure that you own your podcast and all the setup. That's a bonus tip. Make sure you do that and make sure you ask whoever you work with how they set up your show, because you do not want it on their credit card. You do not want it through their email. You will have trouble in the future if you do that. Keep that in mind. And if you need help launching your podcast, come and check out what we're doing over on the How to Podcast show, and as well here at the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Here for you on your journey of launching your podcast would love to work with you and get you to the place where you have that big smile on your face when you see your podcast on Apple, Spotify, on YouTube, and everywhere else. It's a great feeling to know your voice can go out in the world, and all it takes is a little helping hand to get you there. Can't wait to do that for you. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for listening to the podcast editing and support show. Visit us at podcasteditingandsupport.com, podcasteditingandsupport.com. We would love to help you find a great podcast editor, or if you want to hire us, we would love to work with you. podcasteditingandsupport.com. Catch you on the next episode. Take care.